Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
When you have two rivals meet on a college gridiron, you know you're going to have a great game usually. But when both those rivals are in a top 10, it even takes it to another elevation. That's what happened in 2005 when number one USC went to the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, who were ranked number 9 in the country, and some great things happened in the Bush Push game.
The roar of the crowd. This is a presentation from which those great moments in sports history are revived. Come listen to the roar of the crowd presented by Pigpen Sports.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in sports history and your portal to positive football history. And we have one of your roar of the crowd greatest games ever played, and this is called the Bush Push game. How many of us remember back that fall in 2005, October 15th, when the top-ranked USC Trojans, coached by Pete Carroll, invaded South Bend to face Charlie Weiss's number 9 Notre Dame Fighting Irish in a thriller. Now, number 1 versus number 9 is good anytime, but when it's USC and Notre Dame in this storied rivalry, it just takes it up just a couple clicks on the notch of this game. And what a thriller it was. It was a fairly high scoring affair. Back and forth, featured with a 60-yard punt return by Notre Dame, and just a battle back and forth in this marquee game on NBC. The Irish happened to come out in a rare green tops of their uniform. I mean, how often do you see that? I know they did it here once in 2022 in the Shamrock Series, but very rare lately for them to wear the green uniforms. Usually it's that royal blue when they're not in their away whites. But you know, this was USC, and this is the number one team in the nation. And Charlie Weiss was going to bring out all of the Irish luck that he could. And with that superstitious jersey, green jerseys being very good luck for the Irish in the past, thought it was a pretty good idea, and so did most of the fans who were watching it. Well, this game came all the way down to the closing minutes. Notre Dame took the lead 31-28 and gave the ball back to USC with about a minute 40 on the clock. USC at their own 20-yard line. Quarterback Matt Leinart had his great backfield of Lindell White and Reggie Bush to lean on, and the great passing game that he had, getting the ball down the field. And they zigged and zagged, a lot of passing in this because they were in that two-minute drill offense. Worked their way all the way down inside the five-yard line. And then one of the greatest jarring hits in college football in decades happened as Leinart rolled to his left. Looked like he was going to pass, but then he decided to take off towards the sideline, towards the pylon, and some defenders were being blocked. And right at the last second, two defenders come up. One smashed a diving Leinart, who actually fumbled the ball backwards and went out of bounds, back towards the bench, towards midfield. The officials called him out about the one-yard line, and it was second and goal, with just a few ticks on, just time for one more play. And what did Pete Carroll do? Well, he chose a running play. I know you're going to talk about the Super Bowl when he was coaching the Seahawks and had Marshawn Lynch against the Patriots and could have cleaned up and hand the ball off to Marshawn Lynch from the one-yard line at the end of the game, and he decided to pass. Well, back then he decided to run it, and successfully, as Matt Leinart did a quarterback sneak, was sort of rolling against the stymied line of USC, rolling down, trying to find a hole to fall through to fall into the end zone. And then Reggie Bush came up and decided to push him from behind, There was a rule against that at the time, no longer, but it's called aiding the runner. But Bush came up behind him, pushed, and actually a couple more teammates sort of gave Leinart a push, pushed him over the goal line, and with 3 seconds left, the USC Trojans scored that touchdown to make it a four-point lead with the extra point over the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. And that's when they heard the roar of the crowd. ESPN in 2019 said that this game in 2005 between the Trojans and the Fighting Irish was the number 34 greatest game ever played in the first 150 years of college football. Pretty strong statement, and I think they're right. This was a great ball game, and if you get a chance to go on YouTube, or if you have a recording or see it on a replay somewhere, sit down and watch this game, because it was just star-studded and hard-hitting, and both these teams wanted it, and that's what makes great football. And in the aftermath, USC ended up going, staying number one the whole season, ended up playing in the Rose Bowl against Texas, and what a thrilling game that was. That's going to be coming up here in the next couple months. We're going to talk about that quite a bit. And speaking of the Rose Bowl, we're going to dedicate the month of December to the Rose Bowl and the 100th year anniversary of the big bowl there in Pasadena and the Rose Bowl game played in that venue. And we're just going to celebrate. We have a lot of great historians, authors as guests coming on to talk about the favorite Rose Bowl moments, games, people, and anything associated with that game. So a lot coming up with Rose Bowl Palooza here on PigskinDispatch.com. So until tomorrow, everybody, have a great Gridiron Day.
That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts, is found right here on the Sports History Network.